on, or you've been unaware, move somewhere, or don't move at all. Everybody say it. I just want to clarify maybe one point. Hopefully it'll be more, we'll be clarifying, not making things more confusing. When we said, we discussed yesterday, Rebbe Yaina says in our Gemara, when Rabbi says, Ez Mecheshes he, Rebbe Yaina had a problem that Rav holds him kind of a bone if so, and therefore, just like the Eidus of the Ganev is not bottled, the Eidus of the Avaisov is not bottled either. Menyan answered, here it's one Eidus, say Eidus Shabbatla, and there's two Eidus, and if you don't say Eidus Shabbatla. So we said, let's follow this through. Let's go to Abaya. Harry Abaya over there says that Eidus of Ganev is bottled, because he holds Mavreyu Nipsal. M. Cain. What does Abaya hold? And we don't want to say that they're arguing goof whether it's one Eidus or not, because it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Gemara said they're arguing whether it's Mekhanel Bo Mavreyu, not whether it's one Eidus or not. So therefore, we have to understand in the world of Reya, you know, why does Abaya say that the Eidus of Ganev is bottle? So we said that although Rebbe Peretz learns in Abaya that it's midin that Guf Abaya is saying also Eish Bam Tzas Bat Kula, and you need Shas Psul, that's why it's telling Abaya. Rebbe Yaina can't learn that way. And therefore we said Rebbe Yaina has to learn along the lines of Rashi. That everyone's a dyke in Rashi. And Rashi learns that the reason why you puzzle, why the Eidus of Neva is bottle, Eidus of Neva is bottle because there's a psul. There's a psul in the Gavra. If you hold Mafreya and Ipsal, so the Gavra became puzzle. The Gavra became puzzle in this Eidus itself, in the Eidus of the Tricha. The Gavra became puzzle. And therefore, it passes even the Eidus of Ganeva. Now, how does that work? So now, I want to suggest that we're going to have to say a difference. There's going to be a difference between Rashi and Ben Yaina. So both Rashi and Ben Yaina were saying, learn that the psul, the reason why the Ganeva becomes bottle, is because the psul of the Gavra, that the Gavra becomes apostle aid in his Eidus of the Tficha, by being made in the Tficha when he was Huzlam and Mafreyu Nifsal, he became possible in that Eidus itself. And like the Tzitz wants to say, right, that whole Shaila, that you become possible in that Eidus, that itself, it passes that Eidus. Becoming possible in this Eidus passes that Eidus. That's what he discusses, Gabish Tashesh, Baribas, etc., that whole thing. But that is the Yisoyed over here. Yeah? The Yisoyed is that you become possible in that Eidus itself, and the psul, you become possible already in that Eidus, not after the Eidus, but in that Eidus, you already become possible, the Gav already becomes possible. Okay? So now, Rabbi Yair is also going to hold like that, but L'chair is going to be a difference between Rashi and Ben Yair. The Hainu, because Rashi says very clearly that it's working with the fact that it's one Eidus. And Rashi, not in the bottom Rashi, which we were focusing on, Rashi says, Dishum Psul Eidus, right? That's it, says that also. But earlier on, when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yaisi passels the Geneva, because it's Eidus Achas, Bevas Achas, so over there, Rashi explains it even more. Sheidu al Shtein Techte Dibur, yeah? Puzma al Sheini, Puzma on the Tvicha, Bafagav. The Ech B'Shabbos Lo Yitzim Miu Igloi Milsa. Okay, Igloi Milsa. The Chi Ashud Psulin Havel. The Sub Rabbi Yisrael Mafreyu Nifsal.
So already when they were meyid on the tficha, they were pasul. Ubat lo kol edus oisasha. He doesn't mean bat mitzasa. Ubat the whole edus is batal. Just saying tzis is batal. No, someone wanted to save this Rashi. He's going to ask about himself. Oh, I forgot someone. And I'm just coming for that. Anyway, about to call Eis Eis Shah Shakul Eidus Achasi.
Yeah, Shakul Eidus Achasi. So Rashi is saying that since the Gneiva was said Terch the Dibra of the Tvicha, it's one Eidus. Yeah. Now that it's one Eidus, and within in the middle of this Eidus, you became Pasul. So Mela, since it's one Eidus, and a Pasul Eid was made in this Eidus, this one Eidus, so just like you didn't like it, you're not going to like it here also, tough, right? But a Pasul Eid was made in this Eidus, and it's one Eidus, so Mela, the whole Eidus is Pasul, because the Pasul Eid was made in this Eidus. A Pasul Eid was made this Eidus, and it's one Eidus, even though he only came Pasul in the middle, but since it's one Eidus, Rashi says one Eidus, therefore, there's a Psul, Gavra, on that Pasul's Eidus, because a Pasul Eid was made this one Eidus, and if even the Geneva, which is part of the Eidus, becomes Bat. Okay? That's the Shita of Rashi.
How could you have one Eidus with a bunch of different facts being said?
It makes it one Eidus. It's considered one Agada. It's considered one Agada.
I'm trying to. How is it not?
Terech Dibadami makes it that it's one Agada. It's one Agada. It's not a problem.
How is it not?
Okay. It's one Agada. I can't explain it any better than that. It's one Agada. It's one Agada. Now, that's in Rashi. Okay? As opposed to Ben Peretz that says, no, since the Eidus became Bot, the part of the Eidus became Bot, the Eidus became Bot, the Kula. That's the difference between Rashi and Ben Peretz. In Rabbeinu Yoina, we can't say this. Why not?
Because he doesn't know the difference between Bot.
Because Rabbeinu Yoina told us, clearly and unequivocally, that Geneva and Tficha are not one Eidus, even though they're said Terech Deidimah. And that's how he adds this theory in Rava. And that's why by us, Rava says Eidus Shabbat Mazaz Makula, because Avaisav and Chazaka is one Eidus, because by nature it's one Eidus. Gnev and Ficha, although it was said Terech Deidibur, because he doesn't even forget the Gemara, it's not Terech Deidibur, although it was said Terech Deidibur, okay, Terech Deidibur is not enough, strong enough glue to make it into one Eidus, unless it, by nature it's one Eidus. And what that nature is, Yanni says, there's no a thousand, whatever you want, Yanni says, because they're both coming to be matzah the karaka by the guy, and each one's trying to different things. Fine. But Rabbeinu Yehuda told us, clearly and unequivocally, that that's considered, it's not considered one Eidus. L'inyan, in order to be able to say Eish Balm Vatakula, it's not considered one Eidus. Okay? So now, if it's not considered one Eidus, so then why, if we're working with Psul, how does it, Pasul, the Geneva? How becoming Pasul on the Tvich, why is that Pasul Geneva? In Rashi's working with one Eidus. Right? Rashi's working on Eidus, because you became Pasul in this Eidus. Rabbeinu Yoina was saying, it's not one Eidus. Unless you want to machal between one Eidus Lagabe Psul and then different than one Eidus Lagabe Nimzach Hara Pasul. I don't see why there should be room to machal it. Lagabe the Gedra, whether it's one Eidus, two Eidus, Linyan, that the Psul is calling Eidus, Linyan is about. So I don't, you know. If someone could explain that to me, then that would help us. But otherwise, I say, if Rinyan tells me that's not one Eidus, Linyan, Eidus, but it's not one Eidus, then it's also not one Eidus, Linyan, they became, if there's a Psul, Chal, you became Apostle, and this Eidus, Apostle, no Eidus. So therefore, we have to
still explain Rabbi Yaina. So by saying that he holds, he doesn't hold the Asia Batla, right? He can't say Asia Batla. Okay, he holds Psul. Okay, nice words, but let's work it out. It's not Rashi. It's not the Rashi that we had. Okay? So now.
Why does Psul matter?
I explain, because otherwise, if I became Psul now, how does that affect Eid that I said before? That's the question. I said Gnevah first. I only came Psul on the Tricha. That's the problem here. How does it work backwards? So if it's one Eid, it's fine. It's one Eid. There's a Psul in this Eid. That's the way I understand Rashi. Okay? Now, so you might have to say, in this path, you might have to say that when it was made on the Geneva, so since Teich de Dibur Kedibur Dami, which means, according to some Achrayim, that the Haggadah is not, the Haggadah is not finished until after the Dibur. Haggadah is not finished, and we say it was like even a mice is not finished. Marshal Gabe Kriya. Some of the writes Kriya in a novel. So if he thought that someone died, and then he writes Kriya, says in the Gemara that if Teich Le Dibur of the Kriya, the person really did die, it works. Okay? So I'm just showing the dogma, the concept that it's not finished until Teich Le Dibur. Yeah, it means the kill of the mice is not finished until the Dibur. Therefore, you know, it's a crazy case, right? You rise Kriya, and then the person died, Teich Le Dibur, it works. I'm just using this as a marshal just to explain the idea of Teich Le Dibur, how it's working. Mela, if he became Psul within Teich Le Dibur of his Eidus, so Mela, he became Psul, Teich Le Dibur of his Eidus. So Mela is considered that the Eidus was the Psul.
Can you not say the
Sachars of China? No, I'm not saying the Sachars. I'll give you a different dogma. Okay? Guy was made. Teich Le Dibur, he was Machal Shabbos. Teich Le Dibur, he was over by the Zara. Okay, that's why not Eidus Achas. The Tficha is just a Timtza for him becoming Psul. And the Fize, if you know what I'm saying now, yeah, and this is, if you know what I'm saying now, this is the Nesivis, seems to have understood the Ksais that way. And the Ksais says Taka, the Sals of Psul. And so Zen. What I'm saying is that since Teich Le Dibur Kedibur, so when I'm made on Geneva, so Kolzman, it's still Teich Le Dibur of my Eidus on Geneva. My Eidus hasn't finished. That's why I could be Chayzer, right? My Eidus hasn't finished. So now, it's part of my Eidus. Yeah? If it's part of my Eidus, yeah, and I became Psul in that split second over there, like I was Eidus by Yezara, or I was Mechal Shabbos. If you don't ask me why he's made on Shabbos, good question.
That's yeah? What I was supposed to do.
Okay. Oh, I already started the chat.
I know.
So therefore, that apostle is my Eidus. So mail over here. In the Reyayin, I would like to say that the Nusach is that since Teich Le Dibur Gneva, he became apostle, Aide the Eidus of the Tvicha. Mamela, that's why passes the Geneva.
What's the difference?
It's different though. They're becoming possible.
Yeah, see, the Nesivis accuses the Ktsais of saying this. Yeah? Was the Ktsais the one that said this out of Psul? The Ktsais, like, you know, something like didn't even bring Rashi. Like, you know, the Ktsais is like, the Ktsais and the Nesivis are arguing about this on their own, as if no one else exists. I don't know. But fine.
The Ksai says now it's psul, now it's Eish HaBatla. Yeah? And the Zivi says, no, what do you mean it's Eish HaBatla? But whatever. The Ksai says it's psul because why are you bringing in the Kanal Balan Frey? That was the Ksai says, right, that it's now it's psul. So the Zivi says, Hashem, they're positive before. Vade says, yeah, and Eidim Avru. Shara Veira, Perchte Dibur, Afilu Obdu Abaydazara, Perchte Dibur Shalaydusan, Wain is Batla Eidus. Yeah? What? No, the Zivi says, this is like ridiculous, not even.
It didn't want
to
just previously said it would be about
right.
Okay,
I'm saying, I'm.
The
Zivi says,
say nothing.
The Zivi says, that's ridiculous to say that. Therefore, it says only over here, it's Eish Bumps
of
the Kula.
That's not a fact, that's just an application of the same thing. That case already said about the Vezor's Halajab is not a. That's not a fact.
There's no Gemara about that. Beferish.
They were just saying that it was.
I said, the way I'm saying we have to learn Rebbein Yoina, it will come out like that.
Fine.
And it's a little scary to say it will come out that way because the Nesif is has no tzad that anyone's going to say that. Yeah? But I'm just saying that we do have Rashi that learns Psul. Yeah, Psul. Look, in Rashi, we could get away with it. In the Rebbein Yoina, I don't think we can get away with it. With Rashi's no so. And therefore, I think the only way to explain Rebbein Yoina is to say that he became Pasul Tachlei Dibur, and that itself, Pasul's Eidus, because he became Pasul in the middle of his Eidus.
This is a third Malach that I'm learning more about.
Yes. It's a third Malach, it's Shtayim Shem Sholish. It's two general Malachim. Is it Psul or Bittul? Within Psul, that's what I'm trying to clarify now, which came a little clearer to me. That
Ipsilwa.
This is Rashi and the Rebbein Yoina. That Rashi learns that even the Svara Psul is working with the fact that it's one Eidus, and we're saying that it's Chal Psul in this Eidus because the Gneiv and Tvich is one Eidus. Yeah? And therefore it's Chal Psul in the whole Eidus. The Rebbein Yoina is saying no. That it's not one Eidus. That's all Rebbein Yoina. It's not one Eidus. Narvaz. Since he became Pasul, Toichte Dibur, of him being made on the Geneva, that's what passes the Geneva. So the Psul, directly, the Psul is direct Psul on the Geneva. Because Toichte Dibur of Geneva is still his Haggadah. The Ma'is Haggadah extends to the Toichtei Dibur. So in this Ma'is, he became Pasul. This Ma'is Haggadah, so that means a Pasul was made.
So it's not, maybe it's saying it's not. Maybe saying it's one Haggadah, not one Eidus?
It's not really like. Why is it not one thing?
Because
the psul's not having Teich Dibur.
The psul's having Teich Dibur.
No, the psul happened later, but it happened on something that was said Teich Dibur.
No, then the psul happened Teich Dibur.
They became
the psul happened Teich Dibur.
They became
the psul happened Teichtei Dibur.
So it's psul in one Eidus, psul in one Agada.
There's a psul in Agada, yes.
So Rebbe's calling it one Agada, not one Eidus.
I don't know what you mean one Eidus, one Agada. There's only
we said that no, there's only can't is call that, it one Eidus like Rashi.
Right.
So Rebbe's just calling it one Agada.
No, it's not the point. It's not the point, Bechal. It's not the point, Bechal. It's not that the Geneva and the Tvich is one Agada. The point is that the Teichtei Dibur of the Geneva is part of the God of the Geneva, and I became Pasul. Doesn't make a difference if I'm Chal Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference if I'm Vay Oyer Vezar. Doesn't make a difference if I made Eidus Sheker in that interim. So I was made Eidus Sheker. That's Pasul me.
But the fact that you were made on Tvich doesn't make you Pasul on the Geneva. You become Pasul on the
Geneva.
Why?
Because you said you became Pasul, Teichtei Dibur.
Oh yeah, the Eidim Zayn.
I said, doesn't make a difference. What?
The Eidim Zayn.
Doesn't mean if I said Lashon Hara, doesn't make a difference.
I know.
If I was Boil and Erva.
The Eidim Zayn came 6 months later.
I'm afraid of myself! We're going in a Baya. What are you talking about? We're going in a baya. My friend who lives now. What?
But how does that mean he wants to transfer that?
My friend who lives now, there's no more chaykes with my friend who means. He became possum when he said the words, when he said the words, Torah. He became possum. He became possum when he said those words. So the Samaritan, he became, he said, he's Michal Shabbos. He's Arva, he's Arva, he's Bala Nerva. He said, Lashon Hara. Right. That, so that's one thing I wanted to clarify in Rebbe Yair.
The tool occurred between
Perk the Dibra of the Geneva.
Okay, fine.
Of the Ezer Geneva. We're not trying to connect the Ezer Geneva and Ezer Ticha. Rebbe Yair divorces them. Yeah? We're not trying to connect them. I'm just saying that he became possible Perk the Dibra of the Edas of the Geneva. And this, the Nesim is shooting me for this. What?
Totally, you connect the
Pasul,
but it can't connect the
Eidus. Perch Dibur says that the Eidus wasn't finished yet, the original Eidus is not finished yet, and therefore, if you became Pasul in that time, that means you became Pasul, Bishas, the God of the Eidus, and someone that's Pasul, Bishas, God of Eidus, invalidates his Eidus. Say it? Okay. And that, then, it even says you're crazy. Say it? But I think that's what has to come out in Ben Yair. Okay? Now, there's a point that I forgot to mention in Tosfos. Okay? Tosfos has the kasha that everyone's been very busy with, and we're just like sick of already by now. Okay, we'll have I'm sick of Rachim's songs, so I'm sick of Shem's Kasha, we'll make a song of it. Tosfos asked the Kasha, Sti and Rava. Rava holds doesn't pass the Geneva here, passes the Davaisa. Tosfos wanted to suggest there's different Nachasha and Azama. Zachasha is not a Chiddush, and therefore it's Mafrei Nifsal. And therefore, it does pass the Geneva, it does pass the Davaisa, Mashenke and Azama. Azama is a Chiddush, and therefore, it's Mekhal Abba, and doesn't pass the Geneva. Okay? That's what Tosfos suggests. But he says, if you say the Kuchas, we have a problem. Oh, so Lachar is a Kasha, that one of the Chayim has, that Tepe Glei Al Tachasha. Every Azama is also Akasha. Every Azama is also Akasha. So in the Gemara Baba Kama, Harei, the Eid Zaynim is also Mokash. Gemara says it's Trey. Therefore, if you want to say that Hazama is a Chiddush, yeah? Azam is a Chiddush, but okay. Some Al Tazama would say Ein Ba'el B'Shas Chiddush Ve'Eilach, but Achash would say it's not a Chiddush. So in every Azama is also Achasha. So Meila, it's a Pasul, the Geneva, Al Tachasha.
Not telling us the
psul. What?
Not telling us the
psul. Chishvei is telling me
that our
guy's kasha.
Right.
Same.
So who's the kasha?
So again, so the question is, if you're telling me that Rav is masking by a kasha, you go to Mafreya, so then in every case of a zombie, you go to Mafreya, al tzach kasha shabai. Shimi's not being mechaber to this question. It's a chiddush of Azama. Chiddush of Azama. In the case of Manu Yisem, then we say the second guy is kosher, first guy is pasul. But Beis Gemara says it's trey. Gemara says really trey. They should both be pasul. It means the Gemara is saying it's Beis Gemara trey. Yeah. Fine. It means in every Azama, Beis Gemara is a kosher. Okay. So you tell them that mitzad Azama, it's a chiddush.
Yeah. But typically the base level of akasha. Okay, the muzum guys, yeah, they're also mukhash. Yeah? So forget about the super duper hazama, parashav hazama. But what happened to the base level of akasha? If we're saying it by us, the Rava holds, by Hakash we say Mafreya who nifsal, and that's why the Aedis of the Avaisav is also possible. So by Gnev and Tvichos, let's say, mitam Hakasha, it should pass the Gnev.
We'll get to that soon. But what Tais is over here? You're talking about Tais in the second time. I'm talking about Tais over here.
Okay.
That's going to make big problems, Grant, what you were touching upon. But for right now, it's just confusing us. I'm reading Tais by us. Tais by us says that Rava here could be going with.
Establishes
a mitzvah
would be possible.
Yes, so he says that. He learns our Gemara. And we say the inif stam afreya. So forget about. Don't bring that up to Tosfos now. It's very difficult. The Tosfos.
Oh, so I saw a Q teretz. He may be shen marcheshes somebody. That Q teretz. The haray Rav Chista that says. When they say Zubab Matzah for me, Rav Huna says each one comes by himself, by tray, because we say each one has Ches Kashrus. Yeah? Rav Chista says, no, Sadi Shikri Lamali, they're both possible. Yeah? So there's two ways to learn that. Is it because you know, what happened to Ches Kashrus? So either you could say, because there's a Ches Kashrus on the other side. Even though each of these two Eidim have Ches Kashrus, Amidach Yisa, they're trying to be Maitzi Mammon. They can't be Maitzi Mammon because there's a Ches Kashrus Mammon that overrides. Well, that's what Rambam says. Okay.
So
the other way to say it is that Tarkas Asri. In other words, we can be Machsha both of them, right?
That's true.
Hmm.
So you
know one of them's lying. Yeah. We know one of them's lying. So since we if we go to Ches Kashrus, we're going to be machshir both of them. So even though by Shnei Shvilin, yeah, there's two paths. One is Tar, one is Tameh, and two people walked, one in each one. So we say that if they come together, we talk with Rabbanon. We can't tell them that they're both tar. Each one comes by himself. Each one has a chesed tara. Each guy is suffic. If you can't tell me now, we're not sure which path has a tumah. So myself, we say, well, you have a chesed tara. So you're tar. Each one by himself. So only when they come together. So over here, good. You have to say, maybe we'll go back to when we read the Gemara. That over here, by definition, the two are together. In other words, it's worse than when.
Which two?
These two Eidim and Machish Zuzu. Even they don't come together, yeah? One of them comes better. Well, you know, am I kosher or not? But since by definition they're together, so therefore it's a tired disaster to be Machish both of them. Okay, you think about what I just said. But the point is, that's not the main point. The main point is that we're saying it's a tired disaster. Okay, I'll derech. I was trying to be Machish B'Kashm Shnei Shvilin, but. We'll leave it for right now. The main point that I'm saying is that some learn as tarat disasri, which means that Bezdin can say you're both kosher based on the cheskash each one has, the viable cheskash each one has, because that we can't be machshav both of them, knowing that one of them is possible.
That's
Rav Chista.
Rav doesn't have an issue though.
What?
Rav doesn't have the issue of tarat disasri.
Okay. Deal with it. Okay?
What was the other side?
No, we're not learning the Sugya right now. I'm just bringing it in to explain this right over here, okay? So, Chista says, Sad Nisash. Okay? Now.
What's the other side?
Because it's Cheskas Mammon.
Cheskas what?
Cheskas Mammon. Explained before. Again, that's the Pesach that I gave to us right now. Mela. Over here is Gval Gachap. By Hazama, I mean the second guy is a kosher. Right? Mm-hmm. So he's not that disaster.
I mean, aren't the first guys going
what?
Again? That's the whole
what was the question?
The first guy's going again.
The question is...
What was
the question?
They have the case that the second says believe. We're giving them that blessed, but who says they're
yeah, isn't that going against the first ones?
With that body kosher. So that's... What?
It makes no, the whole problem.
By Zalma?
Yeah.
That's the Torah said that.
Okay, but that's the Kiddush.
Say it, so what? So what? So that's a
chiddush.
Wait. So that's a chiddush. Say it. Right, that's a chiddush. No? For what? That's a chiddush. I don't know. We were asking Ayala Sarkosha. How can we go ahead and match with these guys? Yeah? Ayala Chizna holds that they're both possible. No, Rabbi Chizna, so there it is. Mitzana Chosha, they have Ches Kashrus. Al Sarkosha, they have Ches Kashrus. Al Tazama and Echonabia, it's a chiddush. But Al Sarkosha, they have Ches Kashrus. Al Sarkosha, they have Ches Kashrus. Elamai, I can't go ahead and be mashed both of them, right? Terry says no, I'm only mashed them. The mazim and the terrorists mashed them. What's the problem? I can't pass in astira based on the cheskashers, yeah. But here, I'm only passing them. Okay.
By zogim.
But you're still not choshe.
Al tachoshe again. Al tachoshe. Chist is here. Is going to be made the terfuna. Here, Chist will be made the terfuna. Edim the choshe of Edim Zaymimim. Rav Chista can be made terfuna. That is a chaskashes.
They're still going against each other. In Zoom about against each other.
Correct. But I don't have the problem that I'm being matched to people there's not a
discussion. Well, because the Torah gives...
The first one is not a discussion. There's no discussion on the first guy. There's only problem if I have two people, two kitas, yeah? I know one of them is Vade Apostle. So how can I go and be matched to both of them? That's my problem. Yeah? But that's when I'm being matched to both of them based on the discussions. By Zama, it's a different story. That the Mazim Makasher, that has nothing to do with us right now. That terrorist says the Kasher. Yeah? So now, I'm only Makasher one person who has Ches Kasher. Als a Kasher. Als a Zama, he's not a Apostle. But Kasher was, forget about the Zama, typically Als a Kasher. Als a typically Als a Kasher, in an Oifen of a Zama, Rav Chisna is my Teravuna. The Maestro is a Apostle Als a Zama. But Al Tachosha is not going to be possible to have a Ches Kashrus. It's Suffolk. That's the Chab. That's the Chab. It's a nice Chab. Lighten up the sugi a little bit, you know. So that's something that we could, like, you know, just like smile with. Also good. Let's go.
I'm not sure why it's another question. Why is it so clear that it's Tachosha over here? They're not being
the Gemara says Tachosha. That's why it's clear. Yeah, the Gemara says Trey. The Gemara Bab Kama, Duchtach, in Bezalei. Gemara says. Hezam chidishu. The ha trey ninu. My chazus some chazahani smarchani. The Gemara says it's trey. The Gemara says it's trey. Even more agrees. As long as Mar is going to scream that, most of the children agree.
My step, I thought there's a chilek between the machshavas each other on the story of that.
Right, I know you would have thought that, but what you're saying is an excellent point. But what you're saying undermines the whole Gemara, yeah. And what you're saying is really the Ramban. The Ramban al Taira, they said really Eid Zayim is not a Chiddush because here they be made in the Gav, there's no direct stira. They've made him, they can't be made in themselves. Yeah? That's Ramban says al Taira. And that's a stira to the whole Gemara. Fine, it's a good kasha, but the Gemara does say it's trey. Right? That's a problem. But like I said, deal with it. Okay, Rabbi. Let's learn the next thesis. Which bets him, Taisus really, and Bava Basra also asked the Kasha, except it's already the end of the Sugya, for some reason Taisus waited. On the base, Rapista, Robert, Rapista, Taiba, Taisus, came. And my question is Rav Meruba, Gemara wants to say Rav Rapista, then why does Gemara Meruba say, Hey Zayim is Kiddush, Enchabel El Mashat Lushar, Aloy Mashu Nifsal, Enoch Kiddush. The ha min adin ha eliyosh shneim psulim. Kamar shekazayin v'chazazet. Imkei lo ha v'chiddush. El mashu b'zim v'ksharim. So why is it a chiddush b'chal? The gabbin of psul is not a chiddush. Taisin Lamed, I just want to be able to reading Taisin Lamed Aleph Beis. This is when I get there. I was going to tell him, you didn't see, you didn't read Taisers when I skipped it. So this is why I want to read it now.
I know we have a Visser Zalman.
What?
I know we have a Visser Zalman. I just thought a problem.
You're Rosh Hashanah Zalman.
Rosh Hashanah Zalman.
Yes, we have Rosh Hashanah Zalman, especially when it's after long. Yes. I want to do the Taisers. Okay? Write it down. Oh, that's it. Oh, man, this is all hard. I mean, not that this is that much better, but at least it is a little better. Yeah. Very good. The cases. Yeah? Have a kasha. Have a kasha. Have a kasha. Have a kasha. Ein chiddush mashim v'salon adam mashim v'dina chiddush v'chista v'asim boil meim. But the rabbi kav chista. So meil is whole gemara makes no sense. That's a bomb kasha. We're telling me that eight zayim is a chiddush. David's mechana alba. Rava and the gemara b'yah says Rava to chista. Rava to chista. Chista says that they're the apostle. So it's not a chiddush. Me my trey the apostle. So what's the greatest chiddush? What element was the chiddush? The chiddush is that the mazim in makasher. No, but so what? Why is it, why? Because the mazim in makasher. Why is that a reason to say that the muzamim are only apostle in the kamal abba? So grada the ramban, Gufa says, yeah, that since it's some element of chiddush, yeah. Yeah, since there's an element of chiddush somewhere in the parish of Azama, it means the parish of Azama has a chiddush, even though the chiddush is grounded not in the psul of the muzam, it's in the kashrus of the mazin. Still, there's etvas of chiddush flying around here in Azama. So maybe we say that's cool. Going to tell me that the whole thing is a chiddush. Name by El Shas Chiddusha. Keep the chiddush of the Torah. Al elu yesem elu. Ve'en l'chabayel m'shach l'ev. Af agav medin ol yavlo l'mismo achad minayu. Keep the chodesh brachmona. Ein lo n'boi klal el mash matzin n'boi. The kul mils chiddushu. The maichos is amachan is mechani. V'chimishu chiddush ein be'el chiddusha. Af agav the chiddush alav mishum b'sula. El mishum lo mifsali. So, the chiddush in the parasha, this whole parasha, the chiddush, b'meila, whatever it says in this parasha, yeah, which is also the pasling, there's also the pasling of the first Eidim, the whole thing of the chiddush, b'meila, ein be'el chiddush there. So that's where he just deflects the whole question. Okay? Because we're saying that even though the chiddush is not in the muzam becoming pasul, that's what Chris says. He'd be possible anyway because it's trey.
That form of zero is just stamma.
But since it's a chiddush in the parasha of Azama, so mele that's mashpia on the whole parasha of Azama. So because the parasha of Azama is also that he becomes possible, right? So mele the whole parasha of Azama is a chiddush, and it's all dealt with in terms of chiddush. That's now Taiz doesn't say that. What is Taiz? Yishlam. The ma'ay debari lemeimer also. The Rav Karav Chista lo have a time with the Rav mishum chiddush el mishum seid lekuches. Maskan Hasam, the Mukhi Lokravuna, Thomas Bazim, have a Kiddush Master of Solon come by. All the Mishan Rav Liver Chista, Lamish Mesuli Kavase. Kitzer, Zog Taisus, my first Haritz, that we answer by us as well. I'm read the Rabba Dam Chiddushu, Loi Hava, Ella, Lefia Maskan, and Asi Shap, Kravuna. So the Gemara in Baba Kama that says, first there is a Rabba that's Chidusha, that's going in the Maskan of the Gemara, the Rabba holds a Kravuna, the male Takanar Chiddush. Memela, even the Chalm is a Psul here, is a Chiddush. Even the paslus of the muzam is a chiddush. The fear of Huna. So the kitzer, Tais lines it up. The Gemara, yeah, the Gemara that says that Eitzayim is chiddush. That's Gemara Bab Kam is going for the maskana of the Gemara Bab Asra, and the Havim Bab Asra is going with Abtei Lekuchis. That's what comes out. The Havim Gemara, the Rav Alter Reb Chista. That can only work. We have a Havim in Rav Alter Reb Chista. That can only work. The Rav in Bab Asra, Rav Alter Reb Chista, can only work
explain Rava and Baba Kama with Pseh Lekuchas. It's a Pasha mathematical cheshbon. Yeah, that's how he starts. Now, L'chaira, there's a Peldic cheshbon there, which Masha is Meir. I believe that's what Shimi was maybe touching upon before, on some level. And that is, let's try to put these two Tyson together. Okay? Let's try to put these two Tyson together. And it don't work. Because Tyson before said, Tyson had a different problem. Tyson had a problem. Why is Rabba verbals in the Mechalabo? Why is the Vice Apostle? What did Tyson's answer? Guess what? Our Gemara is going Chiddush. And if I'm saying the Kuchas, it will be Mechalabo. And it wouldn't pass the Levi Yisab. The only way we could pass the Levi Yisab is to say Chiddush. This is not a Chiddush. Yeah? This is a Chiddush. And this is not a Chiddush. I mean, Tyson is saying that the Gemara Baba Kama, the Gemara Baba Basra, that says, according to Rava, your puzzle, even on the Havaisav, is going, with which Lashon of Basra, above Kama? With the Lashon of Chiddush. And then we'll say that Hachosh is not a Chiddush. With the Lashon of Seil Kuchas, then it's going to be Makana Laban Nibsal. Some Cain, how could Tais turn around and say, when he has a different problem, that why is Rava saying it's a Chiddush, I have Rava holding this, and that's Mechal not a Chiddush. This apostle is not a Chiddush. Zog Tais is, then Enech Rami, Lefid Eloshen, The Gemara here, we can't work with Chiddush. It's talking out of Chiddush. If Rav holds a Grav Chista, it's talking out of Chiddush. So it means that the half meaning Gemara, the Rav is like Grav Chista, the half meaning Gemara, the Rav is like Grav Chista, then we're working, we want to stem Rav Baba Kama, we have to go up to Seyed Lekuchas. But as I said before, we can't go up to Seyed Lekuchas. If we're going to Seyed Lekuchas, then it wouldn't pass the Gedeva. Because if it's going to say it's only Mekhan al Abba, it's not going to pass the Geneva. So Hapatayis is saying, well, what's behind our Gemara? On one hand, our Gemara says, can't be going to say Lekuchas. If it was to say Lekuchas, then it wouldn't pass the Geneva because it's Mekhan al Abba. And if we're going Chiddush, but then we have a problem. But it's not a Chiddush. If you're a Chiddush, it's not a Chiddush. For Chiz, not a Chiddush. If Rav holds a Chiz, it's not happening in the Gemara. So, Bar Shalom, what does our Gemara hold? How does our Gemara understand Rav? Is it going with Fipsay the Kuchas? That can't be. Because then, it would be Mekanel, but one possible Davaisa. Is it Chiddush? That also can't be. Because Rav holds a Chiz, it's not a Chiddush. So the second Teretz of could work. Teretz's second Teretz is that it is a Chiddush. Here it's Vade, here it's Safek. Eid Zaymim is a Chiddush that the Vade Apostle. Mashen came by Achosha, even for Reb Chista, that the Apostle is only Misafek. Teretz says it's a big Nafkamina. The big Nafkamina. What's it then? Can the Eidus that are Mukhoshois, can they be made to be machzik moment, right? If Aiden that were muzam, I'm just saying Tais out loud. Outside, Aiden that were muzam zataisis. If they're going to be made to be machzik moment, in a case Reuben comes Shimon with Aiden, he owes the money, and they're going to come and say no. Shimon doesn't owe money. They want to be machzik the money by Reuven. They want to keep the money by Reuven. If they're apostle, goodbye. If they were muzam, they're apostle. Tariz vaday. So they can't be made to be machzik mammon either. If they're only mukhash, it means they're only apostle misafik. If they're only apostle misafik, then they could at least. And other Eidim say that Reuben owes Shimon money, and they'll say no, he doesn't owe money. Okay, they can at least create a Safik, because in Safik maybe they're kosher Eidim,
So we have a suffix now, whether Reuven or Shimon money or not. So they're enough to undermine the other Edom who's saying he owes the money, because they're only a suffix soul. They're a suffix soul, so it's a suffix. They'll create a suffix, we don't know. It's a suffix whether the guy owes the money or not. No, the suffix might smell of riot. For them to go be mighty mom and that they can't, because how do you say it should be lumley? Because it's a suffix soul. But the maximum moments is only a suffix, they could be maximum. If they're muzam, then they're by the apostle. So that's a chiddush of azama. So if that has taisvis, that's what Mashal speaks out. If that has taisvis, then that could work with taisvis before. That could work with taisvis before. Then that, in other words, that our Gemara is taka going with chiddush. That's why Achosh is not a chiddush, and therefore apostles that davaisa. Hachosh is not hagdam. I is not a chiddush. The fear of chista. Teretz is a chiddush. Hazam is still a chiddush. Even fear of chista. Hazam is better than Hachosh. Hazam is a chiddush. That works great. Yeah. The problem is then. But the first teretz, like Rabbi Yezri said the other day, has no place bchalam. Moreover, in Baba Kama. Yeah, Taisvis on our days doesn't even give him to us. He only gives Aymeri, the Rava, the Amar Chidushu, Loihava, El Lefim Askana, the Asa Shapik Ravuna. What?
So we all give Riva though.
The Ri in Taisvis and Baba Basra.
You
I'm saying that when Tais is over here,
the reverse is not going to be finished. The reverse is saying stam, it's going to be hachalacha.
Again, Tais is over here. He has two choices. Yeah?
First Tais doesn't work.
Okay.
Well, that's all we're saying?
So if it doesn't work, then why is it here? It doesn't work. It could work, Levi, Taizim Bab Kama. But Taizim Bab Asra doesn't even say that Teretz. Taizim Bab Asra asks the same question, and only has one Teretz. It means, when you learn Bab Asra, you know, you read Taizim, and Taizim doesn't offer you another possibility. So if he's not offering that possibility, then how can he say Teretz, which is based on that possibility, which is just didn't mention? How can they mention the first Teretz? The argument is going, Man Amar Chiddush. If Taisan on Bay says that the Gemara can't be going Chiddush, that's the problem. So in Bab Basra, it's a halbitzara. In Bab Kam, it's a halbitzara. Yeah, that he said at least mentions the terrorists. So the terrorists in the first terrorists going to be a second terrorist. But he still have a Ezra question: why is he even mentioned this? Why is he even mentioned the first terrorists? Because there he didn't say the Riva, right? So why is he mentioned? Why is he mentioned? At least if he would have said the Riva, he can say that the first there is going like the Riva, the second there is going like the other there. He doesn't mention Riva, but Kam doesn't mention Riva, but also he doesn't mention the second there. So, what's going on? Yeah?
Could you be like a really, like, not good answer? That.
Oh, I love not good answers.
Riva in the Chista is just a Havamina, so it's wrong.
Again, but what do you mean?
Yeah, no, it's wrong.
Again, but Taisus deals with it. I don't understand you.
It's obviously better if it's not wrong, but if it says it's wrong, like it's not wrong. And the Maestro said Rabbi going in a Hunan, or at least he could be going in a Hunan. Rabbi Nachum both going in a Hunan.
That's the Maskana. The question is, what was the Gemara thinking in the beginning?
The wrong shot. It's a Hunan. It's not good. I'm trying to answer it.
No, but Taisus is dealing with the Havamina.
Because it's better if the Havamina is good.
But it doesn't work. He's trying to. But he doesn't answer the problem. He doesn't. Tais is trying to answer the Havmina. I mean, Tais feels the Havmina is legitimate enough that it's deserving that we don't assume that Ravina and Rashi were stupid. And we assume that what they said is Eis Gehalten even in the Havmina. Therefore, if Tais deals with it, therefore, if he deals with it, then we have a problem. Fine. So that's a problem, an internal problem in Taisus.
It's a
very, very difficult very, very difficult problem. Now, finish the second hand stasis. Rabbi Yaino over here has a problem. He has a problem He says Rabbi Mechaikis Rabbi Ram Nachman Are you Hukash and Avaisav or not? So, Ben Yaina, we pass Rav Nachman. Nachman says, Need is a Kachush, Avachilo, Avasa, me is Kachush. So, Ben Yaina, hang along, Rav Nachman. Because Rava was a Talmud, was a rabbi. Mele, we pass like the rabbi, not the Talmud. Also says Ma'is is Rav, meaning not what Felt says we have a Ma'is Rav, meaning a Ma'is of Rav. Ma'is Rav means Ma'is is Rav, meaning Ma'is is great. It's a Ma'is Shaya that's more convincing than Stam, a discussion in Beis Medrash. But anyway, that's Oy, the Ma'is Rav.
I think it would either occasion.
Amram Nachman, Anan, yeah? Move that Hochi Hava, fine, whatever. Now, Vikash. So, he establishes a pasuk like Amram Nachman, in Nemon and the Vice. Fetti Ben Yaino, Verestira, Malacha. Now, one hand we pass like Amram Nachman, and yet we pass like Abaya, Yal Kagam, that Eid Zayman, Mafreo Nifsal. Eid Zayman, Mafreo Nifsal. It means that you're possible even on the Geneva. So we want to carry that over to us. So then you're gonna be possible, it's gonna discount the Geneva, the Avaisav as well. Again, Rav Nachman says you caution Eves Avaisav because you're only hukhash on the chazaka. In fact, Rabbein Yehuda, if we pass on Kabaya, the Eid Zayim Mafer Nifsal, Him came, for whatever reason, Abaya holds that the Eidus of the Geneva is also bottle. So over here also, the Eidus of the Avaisav should be bottled.
What's the difference between Zen and either trim tree?
Meaning?
I don't know.
Why? Why is the difference? By Hos Mefreya.
Yeah, it's awkward. There's a difference though.
Look, every kasha is wrong.
That's it.
I just have to figure out what's wrong, what the problem, what is the difference. Every kasha says there's a difference, right? Because there's no real theory, right? Can't be. Zakir Ben Yaino, there's a difference, right? Very good. I was Mechaber. Like how? The Bazama who the Shayach Lameimah Mafeyu Nifsal. Why? Abachasha. If you're not possible, Then, if you're not possible, chal, so then you can't What? Eat mekanal abba.
You kosher
eat mekanal abba. So meila abaya doesn't apply, right? Especially we were saying the whole time in the Menyayna that if the Menyayna learns in abaya, it's salt psul, right? The reason why the Eidz of Geneva is bottle is because you are apostle. So male, so send a Benyaina. Rav Nachman could hold like Gravuna. Now he could hold the other Gravuna, we pass like Gravuna. Malach, we pass like Gravuna. Like the Gemara says, Rav Nachman hold the Gravuna. Right? Yeah, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman has to hold the Gravuna. Right? To mail it, that's why. So you go normally my friend Ipsal, that's only when there's a psal. But over here, there's no psal.
Oh.
Over here, there's no psal. So therefore, la lacha, the aid is in the vice of his kasha. Hilka hacha is kasha bachila. Where is kasha bachila? Oh, and what does Rav hold? Does it ban yaina? So. And here we could, it's more clear. Meyayna, what is the vikuach? What is the sherish and machlekes between Rava and Rav Nachman? So it's up there. V'Rava Savar, Hani Melizubav Hatzim Mida Beizacheres Alvayz Eidus Loi the Chivish Bav Mitzas Bav the Kula. The Chatzadusa, he can appreciate. Rava holds that even though there's no soul here, but since it's one Eidus, say a Shabbat.
No.
Yes, can appreciate. Meaning, so
what's trying to explain?
Meaning.
Huh?
Should I explain why? Why if you're Rav, does he apostle? We just got through explaining. He didn't have to say this, that's true. But he just contrasts. Once he's explaining Rav Nachman, he has to explain why Rav argues.
Okay.
He felt that we needed a chazar on this. I'm sure I would have thrown out the question. Without just reading the Re'ayna, I'm sure I would have gotten some blank looks. So you see, Re'ayna says, okay, you know what? I'll do you a favor. I'll chazer over what we said before. The piece right before. And that is because Eish Shabbatla. You say Eish Shabbatla because it's one Eidus. So Chayit Mashmais is that that's good for the Nkuda that Rav Nachman argues. Nachman is not one Eidus. In other words, it's not mistaber that Rav Nachman doesn't hold b'chol the concept of Eishabat Mazutul. So, yeah, we never really discussed this point. Hearing now is bringing into focus machlokes. So, chayr pshat is that Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna hold? Rav Huna holds a no. It's considered two separate eduyos, even though it's a common goal. Kosaif, kosaif, the maisa, they're being made are two different things.
Is Rav Huna or Rav Nachman?
What?
Rav Nachman said this.
Rav Nachman.
Okay,
I said Rav Huna, maybe I did. So Ben Yaina here calls Rav Nachman instead of Rav Huna, so I call Rav Huna. You call Rav Nachman. Huh? Someone here can mention Rav Nachman and really meant Rav Huna. Yeah, Kaimok Rav Nachman, he meant Rav Huna, so I confused him. I did the opposite. I called Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Yaina switched it on me, you know? Kitzer. The point is that Rav Nachman holds that even though there is a common goal in the two Eduyos, but that doesn't make it one Eidus. The Mela, that was the Chiddush of Rav, and that's the Chiddush of Rav. No, right? But like we said, there's all sorts of Sfaras to be Machad Eidus over here, right? It doesn't mean that it's not Mochach that's considered one Eidus.
He also ever saw. He made it two different things. He made an advice. He's made it on things. The fact that on the chila, the fact that they happen to have a common goal is not enough to make one. This mela, since ma'is is two separate duyos, it's on two separate things. We don't say ezhabot labot
lekum. Shkar kravah. Love.